Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Greetings, Adventure Cateers. We had so much fun getting back together last year that we've decided to do it again. The Thrilling Adventure Hour returns live on June 24th, 2023 for two shows at the Bourbon Room in Hollywood. Better news, the 7 p.m. show and the 9 p.m. show will be two completely different scripts. Plus, we've got pre-show and post-show events planned, so join me, Hal Lublin, as well as Paul F. Tompkins, Paget Brewster, your Work Juice pals, and special guests for a night of thrills that you'll find beyond belief. Go to bourbonroomhollywood.com to find pages for our 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. shows. On those pages, you'll also find a link to buy tickets to stream the show live or on demand. One ticket gets you streaming access to both shows. Coming in person? Join us before the early show for thrilling trivia, in which cast members will go head-to-head against audience members to prove once and for all who knows the show the best. The answer may or may not surprise you. And stay after the late show for a reverse Q&A. Now, this was invented by the Work Juice players ourselves. We're very proud of it. It's like a regular Q&A, but we'll be asking the questions of each other, and maybe of you, the audience. Make a night of it on June 24th. Go to bourbonroomhollywood.com for live tickets and streaming tickets. That's bourbonroomhollywood.com for a thrilling night. Clink!
It's time to send the little ones to dreamland. And set your radio's dial to spooky. Bolt the doors. Lock your windows and steel yourself for mysterious suspense in this evening's final feature, Beyond Belief. Meet Frank and Sadie Doyle. The toast of the upper crust. Headliners on the society pages. And oh yes, they see ghosts.
Who cares what evil lurks in the hearts of men?
Unless evil's carrying the martini tray, darling.
Join the toilers as they celebrate the holiday in tonight's chilling episode, Dummy Aches. Our story begins in a penthouse suite high above Park Avenue, where Frank and Sadie settle in for Christmas Eve.
Fire is roaring.
And I've got drinks. A toast to keeping toasty, darling.
And toasted, love. Oh. Say, don't you know it's rude to interrupt a toast?
Christmas Eve guests usually arrive via chimney. We should see who that is at the door.
Should we?
Suppose it's three wise men.
A wise man would know better than to come calling.
But he'd also know to bring gifts, the potable kind.
Very well. Door opening noise.
Oh, thank Hecate. I was worried you wouldn't be home, and I carried these cases all the way here for no reason.
Oh, we are home, and you have. We are not in the market for what you're selling, nor for anything at all, really. Merry Christmas to you and to you a good night.
No, wait, please. I'm Clara, of the West.
Of the West? A witch.
Ugh, no. Yes, but... But kind of. My family is witches, but I'm nothing like them. No, I could never be happy just magically subverting the laws of God and man. What I am is, well, I'm an artist.
Well, thanks for coming by.
A performer.
Thanks for coming by, I said.
All the stage is my world.
And yet you cannot seem to take a cue, can you?
Are you an actress, Clara? A dancer? An opera singer? A mezzo-soprano? A tenor? A counter-tenor? A counter-counter-tenor? Which would just be a tenor.
No, none of those things. I'm a ventriloquist. It hasn't been going well. I'm terrible at throwing my voice.
Oh, you'll get there. Or somewhere else entirely. Far from here. Directly.
Frank, she needs our help. You do need our help, don't you?
Yes, yes. Okay, so you know how witches work. Like, we enchant an apple with a spell, and then you eat it, and then the spell happens to you.
You're not here to turn us into dummies, are you?
We simply won't eat your apples.
Oh, well, you know who else wouldn't eat my apples? My dummy that I got, because he couldn't, because he's a dummy. So, yeah, I thought I could hex up an apple that would bring him to life enough to eat the rest of the apple, and then bring him to life the rest of the way, but that's, well, I mean, that's not how that works at all. So what I did was, I threw out that dummy and that apple, and I started again with, have you two heard of ventriloquency?
No, oh, who hasn't? It's a specialized branch of witchcraft dealing with the animation of puppets, dolls, and, oh, dear.
Oh, Clara, darling, what have you done?
Well, what I did was I enchanted apple wood from an apple tree to make some friends.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Living dummies. Oh, Frank, aren't they adorable?
Come a little closer, doll. I'll show you adorable.
Now, see here. No one talks to my wife that way but me.
I wasn't talking to your wife.
You very clearly were.
Was I?
Absolutely.
You're all right, pals.
I may only be saying this because I turned to a living doll once myself, but sure, why not?
Oh, Frank, you've made a friend.
That's Jack Cedar. He was my first. The rest are not as, let's say, together. This one's Gertis Templeton.
I'm alive! I don't have the words to describe it, because I'm new to words. These are words. La 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 la. That's not words. That's sounds. Does everyone already know this?
And this is Eleanor.
Yeah. No. What? Yes. Hi. It's hi, right? Hi.
Now, I only intended them to come to life during the act, but something happened... Though, I mean, maybe because I'm the seventh witch of a seventh witch of a seventh witch, but they're all alive all of the time.
Happens.
For better or not for better?
I can't. It's not. I don't. What?
I don't know what to do. I keep them in their cases when I'm not practicing, which is most of the time.
It's dark in there, and I don't mean the absence of light.
It's like being buried alive, I think.
I make my mind go away. I try to.
Young lady, you've brought these puppets to life. You cannot keep them in boxes.
Yeah, you gave them free will. Let them use it. Listen here. You decide whether or not you go in your box.
So what, I just have three living dummies running around doing whatever they want? Two of them can't even understand anything.
First I wasn't, now I am. Will there be a time I won't be again?
Yeah. What's the, and also why? See?
One assumes that Jack has spent more time outside the box.
That's right, pal.
The others will adjust too. You see, here's the thing. It's like learning to drive.
Haven't done it.
Your first time behind the wheel, the pedal felt enormous under your foot.
Take your word for
it. At first, you were full of terror, concentrating so hard to avoid hitting anyone with this great hunk of metal. But after a while, it comes as natural as breathing.
Which I'm still working out the kinks there.
Yeah.
What Frank means is you will all get used to it.
And do you know what makes it easier?
Time?
Words?
Word times?
A drink! Here you go. And one for the witch.
Can they drink?
Oh, yes. Everything is fully functional. Actually, watch this. This is the only trick we do.
Isn't that better?
I love this. Can I have another, and then another, and then another forever?
Oh, I knew I liked you.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little, I don't know. Why is it that I want a thing, but that doesn't make the thing just be here? Seems unfair.
How do you start to know if you're seeing something or hearing it?
Maybe you should slow down. Clara, have you finished yours already?
If my parents find out about these alive guys, they'll burn me at the stake.
Well, surely that's an exaggeration.
That's what they do to ventriloquists. You didn't help me turn them back into wood, and you help people. Isn't that what you do?
That's why you wanted our help?
Well, my friend told me you read a spell book once. I mean, am I supposed to be responsible for these three? I'm only 17. I'm not their mother any more than the hex I put on the tree is their father.
Yeah, no, you don't feel like a mom. You feel like more like a cool babysitter who sometimes puts me in a box.
To me, you're like what it must be like to have a distant cousin.
I know five people so far, and you are one of them.
You're all really coming along very quickly.
Don't worry about it, Clara. Once these two are up to it, we'll strike out on our own. You won't have to worry about us.
Well, that's the spirit.
What do you say to that, Clara?
Can't handle her liquor.
She's 17.
And still cannot handle her liquor. You three are doing great. You'll go far.
I know what. Come back here next Christmas. We'll have a drink and catch up and find out how far you've come.
Yeah?
It's an unusual structure, but I'll allow it. Until next year.
To next year!
Another fine fire.
Toasty, toasting, toasted. Oh, come in.
There he is, Frank Doyle. Did you miss me, pal?
Every time I needed to reach a bottle on a very low shelf.
Please come in, everyone. Frank will fix drinks.
So how have you all been?
Such a nutritive year. I've joined a powerful collective of poets. I'm making more of a difference with my poetry than I ever could with my parents' magic apples.
Oh, and Jack, how's showbiz?
My act is not for everyone.
Oh, well, everyone is overrated.
Ooh, you should see him. Jack's a real dummy's dummy.
His act is conceptually brilliant.
You have to say that.
I don't. The critics are gushing.
One critic said I was promising. Anyway, Elle's jokes are the spine of the whole thing.
Come on, Jack.
No, they're beloved by 30 people at a time, but if I can't fill rooms, I'll fill mines. Freshen me up here.
Oh, you bet.
You're not performing yourself, Eleanor?
I never felt natural on stage. It always felt like an act.
It's all an act.
Well, I help out behind the scenes, pitch a joke or two here and there. Jack doesn't really need me.
You make me better. On stage and off.
Do tell.
We're in love. Engaged.
Hey, that's great!
To love!
You're so lucky to have each other. It's a tough and lonely business out there.
Well, don't tell me you're struggling at it too, Gertis.
I play the big rooms at the big casinos in the big cities, sell out the venues, and boy, oh boy, are the fans laughing. But it's nothing like what Jack's doing. I'm not filling mines, just rooms.
Hey, don't sell it short. You're so funny.
Yeah, a little broad for my tastes.
But not for everyone else's. Not for mine.
Oh, high praise, Elle. You're the funniest of us all.
I keep telling her that. Elle, you were made for the stage.
More like I was made of the stage.
See? I'm gonna use that.
You weren't, though, made of the stage. Applewood, it's completely different.
No, I know.
It raises more questions than it answers.
Okay, Jack Cedar.
That's different.
Just... I think it'll go over.
Well, if that's the criteria...
Is for me, it is.
Tell them about the movie, Gertis.
There's a movie?
It doesn't start till after the holidays, and it could all go away. We know that from experience.
Do we? Do we?
You didn't tell them about the other one?
There was another one?
Well, what a year you had.
Yes. All we did was... stop a mummy army from destroying the eastern seaboard.
Yeah. Oh, and we tricked a trickster god into retirement.
And we helped some ghosts find their way, but we're always doing that.
Oh, Sadie invented a new drink.
Oh, and Frank invented a new way to drink it.
Yeah, same old, same old.
Why didn't you tell me about the movie, the other one?
It never felt like the right time, and then it went away.
Easy come, easy go, you know.
I wish I did.
You don't. I promise. It is a tough, lonely business. Makes me appreciate this. Family, friends, my business manager.
That's Elle. They talk all the time. More than we talk to each other, I bet.
Oh, it's nothing. Gertis didn't know who to trust. I read his offers and did a little research at the library. I do a lot of reading, that's all. Mostly contract law.
You've all come so far. You remember when we met and you couldn't discern one sense from another? Now you're casually reading contract law. I'm so proud of all of you.
Oh, that reminds me. We'd love to have Gertis perform at our poetry benefit.
So proud of most of you.
Tell you what, send me the dates. And I'll check my schedule.
Well, I could do it.
Oh, I love that. I'm not really, it's not my decision. You know, it's a lot of politics at play in the collective.
No, sure. I get it. Yeah. Let me know how that goes. Top me off here, Frank.
Are you sure?
I'll tell you what it is.
Here we go.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here we go. I've just had a run of bum mouth men.
Ventriloquists.
They know.
I assumed.
Here, Jack, gin and tonic, heavy on the tonic.
We have mixers?
For just such an occasion. We also have cheese and crackers. Help yourselves,
cheese
everyone.
Cheese and crackers? Who are we?
We are excellent hosts.
I sometimes forget.
Now, see, a good mouth man is hard to find.
That's true. I lucked out.
I had one guy real strong, but he missed the gig because of some girl.
This is from his act.
The girl was his daughter, and he had to run home because something babysitter caught fire.
Babysitters are fire hazards.
This guy gets it?
I do. You pretend it's true even though it's a joke.
For real, though, had a promising mouth man. Kept making it his own. It's like, stop making setups into punchlines. You're the guy that gives me the ball, and I put it in the hoop. Just give me the ball, guy. There's no three-pointers in here. What are you doing?
That must be so frustrating.
It's like, my act's smart. And that's not just me saying that.
Well, right now it is.
Ha, yeah, no, it's other people. Eleanor, that critic. But I need someone who can keep up with an act that is this smart. Someone with a little gas in the tank. Someone who can catch the fastballs without his palm getting sore. You see where I'm going with this.
Jack, don't.
I need someone who gets it. Someone like you, Frank.
Me?
Oh, no.
Jack, it's not his calling.
If he doesn't want to be in the ventriloquist act, why in the world does he dress like that?
This is how a proper person dresses.
You can't fool me. When we do banter, Frank, that's the only time I feel alive. In the good way, and I know it's the same for you.
It's not.
I love you too, darling.
Did you hear what you needed to, Jack? Because I did. From you. I haven't made you feel alive. Because all I do is live for your victories and die for your defeats, and for you, it's all defeat. I thought I could love you enough for the both of us while you needed me to. But you weren't even here.
You know how it is. You know how he is, Elle. All Jack loves is Jack.
You kept saying it. I never let myself believe it. Until...
Let's get out of here.
Hey, before you go, here's that contract. The dates are in there.
He's not doing your show.
Yeah, fine. You know what? I don't need you. You think I can't be the dummy and the mouth man? Well, I'll show you. I will show all of you. I am going to be a star.
This is a fine Christmas tradition.
Oh, hey, what are you guys doing for the rest of the night? You want me to conjure you up some poetry?
Cheers. We'll see you next Christmas Eve.
Toasty. Toasting. Toasted.
Merry Christmas Eve, darling.
Drinks!
Oh, sorry for business clothes. I came from work.
Well, that's rather formal dress for poetry.
Well, I work for my parents now. You know, I never saw myself in corporate witchcraft, but I mean, there's a lot of creativity, or so I told myself, in product design.
Well, I'm sure there must be.
Yeah, I mean, pairing the right spells with the right apples. Imagine, if you use a Granny Smith for a love spell.
Yes, imagine.
And what about you two? We saw your movie. Looked like you were having fun up there.
I wasn't. Not up there or down here. It took Elle finding her true calling to inspire me to look for mine.
I'm writing legal thrillers. I have a book deal and a pen name and everything.
And I work in a hospital now. It's so fulfilling. I keep the patient's spirits up. Laughter is the best medicine, except when medicine is the best medicine. And I help with that too. I can administer an IV if no one's looking.
I'll drink to anything.
Also, sometimes when the doctors are scratching their heads, I get to diagnose people. Solved a few medical mysteries. I saved tens of lives. They call me an MD, medical dummy.
Is there anything he can't do?
Jack, you came.
Where have you been?
We've been so worried about you.
Sure you have.
Jack, where have you been? You haven't returned my calls.
I thought we decided we weren't going to talk again.
Oh, no, you decided it for us. Did you think I wouldn't be here? I mean, that I wouldn't show my face? I mean, I made some choices I'm not proud of, but I'm not ashamed.
You think I am?
Oh, I think you should be.
I'm not the one who got together with my best friend as soon as the engagement was off her wooden finger.
Best friend? Me? You hate me.
Like a brother.
Gertis and I aren't together, Jack. We're just there for each other in a way you never were for anyone.
All right, I feel caught up.
Yes, me too. Thank you all for coming. See you next year. Yeah.
If we don't have something else. Remember, we might have made those plans.
Yes, we'll let you know if we're available next year. If you don't hear from us by October, it's because we have these other plans.
Yes. If everybody's going to keep yelling and keep not bringing more gin, then I'm going to have to ask you all to leave.
You can't kick us out yet. I have brought something.
Besides vitriol and anger.
That's right.
So you brought a third thing?
Yep. The third thing being a host gift.
An apple.
That's right, an apple. You left one of your spell books at my place, Clara, and I concocted a little spell.
But how? I mean, you're not a witch.
I'm made of magic. I can do some. This apple is a compulsion spell.
I won't get back together with you.
No, that's not... I'm going to make Frank my mouth man.
Absolutely not. Frank is my mouth man.
Let's hear the little fellow out.
No, he used sweet Fuji. That's a powerful apple. The spell is already working.
Why, it is not. I'm just hungry for apples. And possibly, if it's on the table, some ventriloquism.
Grab your tux, Frank. Let's hit the road.
Black tie or white? Tails? Top hat?
All of the above.
Franklin Braeburn Honeycrisp Doyle, you're not going anywhere.
Too bad there's no counterspell.
Of course there is. Compassion. Jack, don't you realize that you'll never be happy until you like yourself?
What? I'm the only one I like.
That might be what you tell yourself, but do you believe it?
You drive everyone away.
All we do is try to help you, but you push us out.
I'm excited for us to work together completely against my will.
You came by it honestly, Jack. You were pushed into show business the moment you were given consciousness. Nothing will ever be good enough for someone who isn't good enough for himself.
I am good enough for myself. People like what I do, even if I haven't made it big.
But that's precisely what I mean. Instead of being angry about not getting what you think you deserve, why not try appreciating what you have?
But other than my act, what do I have? If it's not the best, what else is there?
Jack, We like you whether your act is a success or not. And that's only mostly the apple talking.
Jack, when we were together, nothing felt better than making you laugh.
Yours was the laugh I wanted most in the world, Jack.
You used to be so loud, like a whip. It'd snap out of you as if you didn't know what was coming.
And you were so generous with it.
If only you could find the laugh to give yourself.
And nobody else's laugh could do it. You turned sour, hard, bitter.
A real jerk.
Such a jerk.
Okay.
The worst.
A hateful toad.
Terrible. Okay. We hated you.
But okay. There's still love. Probably.
Maybe.
So this is it? The possibility of love from the two people who threw me away because I threw theirs away?
This is living, darling. There's always time to be better as long as you're drawing breath.
Think of how much has changed in the past year. You could be a new man by next Christmas.
Speaking of new people by next Christmas, I'm pregnant.
That's wonderful.
You see there, Jack, something new to care about and love.
Oh my gosh, is it mine?
Of course, you dummy.
Do you think it'll be a regular human baby or a wooden little guy? Ah, heck. I'll love it no matter what. I mean, I will. I don't want to speak for anyone else.
No, I will too.
Well, we can't wait to meet him.
Next year, after you've all gotten to be nicer to each other, or don't come back.
Yeah, this apple's wearing off. Everybody out. Not you, Sadie. Never, ever you.
Oh, I'm here now and forevermore, darling.
It seems Frank and Sadie's puppet Christmas Carol has... has turned into a great puppet caper in the end. Join the Doyles next time when they once again walk beyond belief in a spooky tale titled A Passing Banshee.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.